Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hello, hello, hello. I am your Tom Turkey, hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz. And welcome to In Yo Mouth.
In Yo Mouth.
I'm the queen of food who's always in the mood
to lick it right, lick it good, show you how to
look. Oh, God, that's good.
I want to know what you eat from the streets to the sheets.
So open wide, honey.
I'm coming.
In Yo Mouth.
Hey there, and welcome back, folks. Once again, I am your hostess with the mostest, Munoz. And folks, how y'all doing? It's the day before Thanksgiving. Let all things now living a song of Thanksgiving. I feel like, what is this, year five, right? I mean, the podcast is 5 years old in February, so is this the fifth time I've done that? The fourth time I've done that? I don't even know. But it never gets old. What are you all doing for Thanksgiving? Are y'all in the kitchen right now? Are you stressed the fuck out? Well, I am here not to help you because me and Mama Gladys, we are going out to eat. And I am crossing my fingers and hoping that this expensive meal here in New York City is delicious. I bet some of you are wondering why we are going out for Thanksgiving. But, you know, it's just me and my mom, and for her to cook a ton of food just for the two of us and maybe a friend of mine, right? That's a lot of work for her, you know. She is in her 70s and healthy, thank heavens. But you know what? Who wants to do all that work for three people? And yes, I have a brother, but he has a small apartment. And that compiled with a little bit of family drama and whatnot, you know, just it's just easier to sometimes just go out and have somebody make a meal for you. Today's going to be a short one. There's no guest. The news and everything that's been going on just has me in a state, y'all. Plus, I've been extra busy. If you've been with me for a long time, you know that this is my busy, 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 busy season. That compiled with putting out content on Instagram and doing some other projects, i.e. the one with the Ali Forney Center, which was so great. If you haven't seen that, please go to my Instagram and watch that video. It is so, so, so beautiful. And I have just a little snippet in the video. And it's just really, really important to get the word out there about our LGBTQ homeless youth. And, you know, a little bit goes a long way. Tis the season of giving, y'all. Tis the season of giving. But listen, let's get to the getting on and let's get this done in the grand tradition of In Yo Mouth. I need to wish y'all happy National Espresso Day. Yes. For those of you that have started your Thanksgiving prep, you are going to need that espresso. Get your good Judy out there to bring you some of that good espresso. I am not an S-Bucks fan. I would rather some, like, local coffee shop where they pray over the coffee or something, you know, something really delicious and way too overpriced. But especially here in Manhattan, there's this place on the corner, an avenue away from me, that it is $8 for a latte, a small latte. And I'm like, are you effing kidding me? But somehow I still get sucked in and buy it. I don't know. Yes. I love espresso. What is it about coffee that we love so much? Oh my God, a million years ago, when the podcast first began, there is a whole coffee episode out there, folks. If you really want to go into the entrails of In Your Mouth, just be aware the podcast was very different back then. And we talked about the monkey poop, the monkey cat poop coffee, right? It's like these animals that eat the coffee beans and then they poop them out and then it's supposed to give them this extra flavor. Oh my goodness, folks. Oh my goodness. What is this world coming to? Well, no matter what you celebrate out there, I really need to wish you happy National Espresso Day. Espresso martinis, delish. I still haven't given up on the espresso martini. Have yourself one while you cook. Just don't fall asleep and burn the house down, please. And I want to move right along into this day in gay history. And I thought it would be really important for me to say the names of the Colorado Springs victims on this day. Only because, you know, it's the hate and the hate crimes are just more and more prevalent these days. I was talking with a friend the other day and I was saying, how is it that we were traipsing the streets in the 90s and the early 2000s without a worry or a care in the world and never felt unsafe? And now we're here in 2022 and I'm almost 42 years old. And I'm forever looking over my shoulder in this neighborhood in Manhattan. That's crazy, folks. This is crazy. So on this day in gay history, I want to just say the names of these sweet angels that lost their lives in Colorado Springs and honor them today. Daniel Davis Aston was 28. Derek Rump. Kelly Loving. Ashley Paw and Raymond Green Vance were the five victims taken from this senseless hate crime, and there were 18 more that were injured. And, you know, we have been here, we will be here, and now more than ever, who you vote for. If you don't think your vote matters, no matter where you are, it does. You know, if you think that, you know, just because you're choosing the lesser of two evils and or you're voting with your wallet, right? Like, these are the things. This is the result of all this hate speech that is the trickle down from a lot of our elected officials. And it's worrisome, and this isn't ending anytime soon. But let me tell you, right? Two people in that bar, from what I read, a trans woman and a war vet took down that man. And we are so grateful for those people. They are risking their lives to save countless others. And it's just been weighing heavy on my heart. It's really, really been weighing heavy on my heart. And then that compiled with the people going around drugging people in the bars here in Hell's Kitchen and killing them and stealing all their stuff, or the man throwing bricks at a gay bar window. It's all too much. It's just all too much, you know? And so it's part of the reason there's no guest today. It's part of the reason I just kind of want to keep this short and sweet today and leave you just thinking about, yes, the holiday prep and thinking about being with your loved ones, whether it's chosen family or whether it's actual family. And if you're alone on this holiday because of a choice, because you've made that choice, good for you, and I support you, but make sure it's a self-care day. And if it wasn't a choice that you're alone on this holiday, reach out to people, call a friend, right? Or if that's not an option, you know, make it a self-care day. You know, go take yourself to the movies. Go out and buy yourself a nice meal if you can, or cook yourself a nice meal. You know, Thanksgiving doesn't have to be this elaborate thing with like massive amounts of food and whatnot. It can be really special. It could be whatever you want it to be, because at its basis, it's about family, and it's about being together. And if that's not an option for you, then it's about taking care of yourself, right? It's really about just honoring yourself and self-care, especially now. You know, a little self-love goes a long way. So if you are alone on this holiday, you know, a little meditation, right? A little walk through the park, a little whatever self-care means to you, a nice bubble bath, or whatever you can do to treat yourself is what I suggest, right? Honor thine self on this day. If you are cooking out there and you are stressed out, listen, y'all, I'm about to post this video, or by the time this podcast drops, hopefully I will have posted it already. I wanted to post this stuffing video that I tried to remember that I made one year, and it was so delicious, and I got going, and I burnt the fuck out of it. And preparation is important, but if shit goes wrong, y'all, it's fine. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. Send somebody out to the Whole Foods and, you know, go to that salad bar and plate it up, and nobody will know the wiser. Send somebody out to the fried chicken joint, right? That's open, as long as it's not the hate chicken, and plate it up, and nobody will be the wiser. And even if they are, who cares? Because as long as the food is good, as long as we are together, folks, as long as we are together, that is what is important, all right? As long as we are celebrating each other, as long as you are celebrating yourself, that is what is important today. And I can't stress that enough for all of you out there. You know, don't stress. Like, yes, it's stressful. You know, actually, there is this article that I pulled up. Where is it? Right? From Food Network. 10 sanity-saving Thanksgiving tips, tricks, and hacks. And I actually kind of love most of it. If you are doing this big Thanksgiving, which I've done before, and you all know I live in 120 square feet in Times Square, so this is a hack I've used. If you don't have enough room in your fridge, use an ice chest as a fridge. Just make sure there's lots of ice in there and keep the ice in the bag, you know, break it up and then keep the ice in the bag so it's contained, so everything isn't sopping wet but still stays cold. It's a great idea. There's somebody suggesting using pennies as pie weights. I don't know about this, but yeah, it seems like a good idea. Pre-bake your crusts if you're not a great British Bake Off a fan, folks, and congratulations to the winner of Bake Off. It was a good season, although albeit a slightly problematic, but I do love me some British Bake Off. You don't want a soggy bottom in the bedroom or on your pies. So, you know, weigh it down with some rice. I've always used rice or beans or dried beans. I've never used pennies. It worries me, like, you know, heating up copper in the oven, but like, you know, put the foil down first and put the pennies down. That's what Food Network says, so maybe it's safe. I don't know. Something about that seems weird to me, but sure, if you're in a pinch, use some pennies. If you don't have a roasting rack, this is always a great hack. Just build one out of aluminum foil, right? That's a great hack. Or what I've done before is I've like stacked carrots, right, one way, like Lincoln log them as a roasting rack. That works too. A great way to do that. No stress, y'all. No MF stress. A great way to keep this, keep your potatoes warm. Obviously, this is an old trick, using a crock pot to keep your potatoes warm. Or if you don't want to break out the crock pot, use a bain-marie, you know? Just simmer a little bit of water and then put the bowl over it and cover the bowl. Just make sure the bowl isn't touching the water. And that's a great way to keep your potatoes warm all the time. Separating the fat out of the gravy, right? That's a great way to do that, is to cool the gravy in a, you know, in a heat-proof glass, like, measuring cup, and then you throw it in the fridge or the freezer. Once it's cooled, y'all, you need it to be cool, and then the fat solidifies and you scrape it right off. Bing, bang, boom, you won the tickets. That's a great make-ahead thing, but this thing comes out it is the day before. This thing comes out on a Wednesday. I don't even know what's going on. I'm so busy. A great way to keep your gravy warm is to put it in one of those heat-proof thermoses. Yes, of course. And then pour it in the gravy bowl bit by bit. Or, you know what, skip the gravy bowl and put the cute thermos on the thing, right? And then you always have hot gravy on the table. Hello. That's ingenious. I like that idea. You know, using a salad bar, the Food Network as your sous chef, I don't know if I love this idea either, but in a pinch, you know, if you go to the Trader Joe's or the Whole Foods or a lot of these grocery stores, they have pre-cut mirepoix. If you don't really feel like chopping vegetables, it's a lot more expensive, especially during the holidays. I saw chopped onions the other day for like this little thing for $7 at Whole Foods. I was like, that is an onion and a half. I am not paying $7 for that. But if you can afford it and you're in a pinch, right, great. Whatever makes life easy, spend the money to be stress-free if you can afford it. I'm on board. You know, if you're old school and you're printing out recipes, you know, tape them to the cabinets, right, so they don't get all greasy and splattered and they're easy to read. Tape them high up. Just don't tape them over the food so that the ink starts to run into the food or they burn, please. That's a no-no. Chicken broth as a turkey reviver. I mean, season your turkey. Brine the turkey. The turkey should be out and defrosting and seasoned already. By the time you are listening to this, you should be well into a seasoned turkey and it should be sitting in some sort of delicious something or other in the fridge, like just seasoned. I mean, even over-seasoned, for crying out loud. Nobody likes a dry turkey. And if you're at the point where you need to rehydrate the turkey, it's a problem, y'all. There are so many turkey tips, tricks, and other things out there that you have no excuse at this point. Everybody has a trick. So it's get it done. Get it done. I love this trick to keep people out of your hair if you're stressed out in the kitchen. Like, have tasks outside of the kitchen for them to do. Like, don't open any of the wine and make sure it's not screw top, but it's all like corkscrew. And then you could be like, open the wine for me. Or like, set out all the glasses someplace and then have them actually set the table, right? So that way it keeps people busy and out of your hair. Because, you know, people are going to be all up in your business in that kitchen, be like, how can I help? How can I help? But you really know they're just going to be a nuisance in the kitchen. So, you know, giving people easy tasks, you know, keep the kids at bay, hang the coats, you know, make somebody DJ, you know, have people set the table, set that out. You know, like, things like that are a great way to keep people out of your hair. And, you know, but busy too. So, you know, like, put the ice outside in the cooler. Oh, can you go break the ice and like put it in the thing? Or can you go make sure like the booze is on ice outside or any of that to keep your guests busy? I love. And, you know, it's twofold because then the guests feel like they're helping and you're not stressed out. And folks, like I said, prep it out. If you are doing a big Thanksgiving, you know, you can pre-make your mashed potatoes today. You can pre-make your pies. A lot of these things taste better a second day anyway. So that way, just your main proteins are done. And all you have to do is, like, bake off that mac and cheese tomorrow. All of that is a great way to just have a stress-free and great Thanksgiving. Again, I'm just going to leave it there today and wish you all the happiest and safest of Thanksgivings, folks. Folks, reach out to your queer community. Reach out to your friends. You don't know. Yeah, listen, I wasn't in Colorado. I'm sitting here in Hell's Kitchen, New York. But the ripple effect and the waves that this has for the whole community is major. Think about the young people that are still in the closet or wherever you are in your journey that are still in the closet, the ripple effect that this has on those people seeing that, right? These people want us to be afraid. These people want us to be afraid. And you know what we're not going to do is be afraid, right? They're not going to win, right? Because we have been here, we will be here, and we will survive. And so reach out to your friends. Reach out. You don't know how this is affecting people. You don't know who needs an ear or a shoulder. And, you know, donate where you can. Community activism where you can, you know, small steps. You too can make a difference in this world as one person. And we need to look out for each other. Our allies out there, you need to step in front and be like, nope, not my friend. And that's all I have to say. You know, if you're going out and you're out at the bars, folks, it is so easy. And it's happening here in my neighborhood. It's so easy for someone to buy you a drink and drop something in it within a blink of an eye. So sure, meet somebody at the bar. They want to buy you a drink. Buy me a drink. Order the drink yourself and take it from the bartender yourself. So that way you are in control. You are in control. It's crazy that I feel like somebody's mother or somebody, something talking about this. But like, I had to remind myself of that the other night. Somebody wanted to buy me a drink. And I was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I don't know this person. And I know the bartender. And I was like, made eye contact with him. And the bartender handed me the drink, you know? And so it's crazy. It's crazy. And I want you all to have the happiest of holidays. But I also want us to be safe out there and, you know, protected. And just going into the holiday season, you know, no fear. No fear, you know? No fear, but the way we achieve that is linking arms with the community and the community beyond and really stepping out to protect each other. And with that, all I have to say is happy Thanksgiving if you celebrate, and self-care and love if you're alone on this holiday. Reach out, slide into my DMs, and I'll send you virtual hugs and whatnot. I love you all out there. Thank you for listening. Have a safe holiday, and I'll be back next week. And as always, thank you for listening to In Yo Mouth.
In Yo Mouth.
I got the goosebumps.